What are some of the things that questions you need answered before you would recommend someone start a nonprofit?
Why do you want to start a nonprofit? And more often than not, that question eventually boils down to because we can get grant money, which is definitely not the reason to start a nonprofit. That would be like saying, I'm going to start a for-profit business because I can take out a loan at the bank. If you don't have a sustainability plan and know where your revenue streams are coming from and know how you're going to sustain your business, that would also be a bad idea. So that's really the first conversation piece is why do you want to start a nonprofit? And then if there happens to be a super valid idea that isn't based around grants, then we go into, have you done a needs assessment in your community to find out where the gaps are? And are you filling that gap with a service that's not duplicating the services of another nonprofit? Because people don't want to support a duplication of services unless it's providing that service in a different way, with a different program, to a different demographic, in a different region geographically. So making sure that you have vetted what's already being offered, how are you going to do it differently, and why does that need to be done? The need might exist, but then figuring out why are you the person that should be filling the gap is also the next important question, because you might have a great idea, but you might not have the resources to do that as well as another group or another entity. And so then we talk about partnerships and collaborations. Are there groups that already exist that are doing this work that you could help them increase their capacity and their impact? And most people are like, oh, I want to do it myself. I want to do it my own way. Which then leads us to the question that I know you're eventually going to ask. If you start a nonprofit, it's not your business. It's a community business. And if you start a community business, you have to be able to answer one of two questions. As the founder of that business, do you want to serve in a role on the board of directors and eventually rotate out of that position because you should not serve on a board for life? There should be term limits and you should rotate off. So eventually you'd be governing, but then you'd be off. So you're not involved in that way anymore. That doesn't mean you can't volunteer. That doesn't mean you can't participate, but you're not in a governing role anymore. Or do you want to be a staff person, potentially an executive director or something, and know that the board is your boss and they can fire you? Which, of course, no founder thinks is ever going to happen, but it happens all the time. I've worked with numerous clients that has happened to. And so then you're also not involved. So if you're a staff person and the board of directors decides to take the organization in a different direction than what you had initially envisioned, you have to be okay with that because you're a staff person and not a board person. And if you're a board person and then you rotate off, then you don't really have a say in that. So which one of those two positions do you want to be in starting your nonprofit? And a lot of people don't realize that that is sort of the question. They're like, oh, I'm starting a business. It's not a business. It's not going to be yours for life. It's a community organization that is run by the community for the community. So yes, it's a business, but it's not your business.